Hey, August, can you pick up these dinosaurs, please?
Hey, yeah, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Christy?
Yes, Charlie.
Hey, Christy, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
It's good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. I know you were speaking
with... pick up the dinosaurs.
Oh, you're with your kids right now. Awesome. How old are they?
2 and 3.
Okay, I got a 6-year-old nephew, so they're ball of joys.
Yeah.
I know you were speaking with Dan. He's my mapping coordinator. He does a good job at explaining the basics. Did you have any questions on how the service works for you at all?
No, I'm curious in pricing. That's it.
Okay, for sure. Let me get that for you right now. As I'm pulling this up, you guys are pretty new. What's your guys' mile radius that you guys are looking to go for? Do you guys go, like, out to 50 miles, or are you guys pretty close in?
We'll go to Richmond, Henrico, and Chesterfield.
Okay. I'm not too familiar with the area. Is that, like, a 30-mile radius around there?
It's about 30 miles.
Okay. Okay. Not too far. Okay. Awesome. And then for the company, because I know you guys are pretty new, do you guys have anything built yet besides your Yelp? Do you guys have, like, a Facebook or anything like that?
Yes. Facebook, Instagram, and a website.
Perfect. Okay. And a website. Okay. Nice. And did you guys build your own website, or are you guys having somebody that's hosting that for you, or...?
I guess it's both, right? Because you use a host and then you build it yourself, right?
Well, yeah. some people will build it for you and then they'll host it for you. So it just depends if you guys built it. Obviously, you guys have somebody hosting it. You guys don't have your own servers. But I was just wondering if you guys did it yourself or if you guys had somebody doing that for you.
I did it, but I used a template within the system.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no, it looks really nice. So, I trust me, I've seen some websites before where I'm like, we can help you. okay, awesome. And then
yeah,
I
would buy from it, and I'm picky, so, like, I think...
Yeah, no, I saw it, and I was like, the layout's good, the pictures are nice, like I said, so it's a really nice website. Well put together. I know you guys are a month in, so how Google works is they're going to verify that you're a legitimate company and a legitimate person, so they're going to actually send out a PIN verification code. But what they want to know and they want to just make sure is that you are licensed and insured. Some states don't acquire licensing, but we can tell that to Google, so I was just making sure you guys had proper, like, documentation with your company so far.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, I do want to go over a little timeline for you. So it's not like it's a flip of a switch and you're on the first page of Google. Like I said, they do send the PIN verification out in mail to you. To get verified and to get on that first page is approximately around 30 to 45 days. Now, industry standard is around 3 to 6 months. We are Google Premier Channel partners, so we can expedite that process, and that's why we're able to do it in 30 to 45 days. This does come with a retargeting campaign through Facebook, so I'm happy you guys had that set up already. Those typically take around 7 to 14 days to get up and running as well. And then everything's trackable, so you have a tracking system for you, so you can track how well your Google Business Profile is being listed, track the clicks and calls, and then also the retargeting campaign as well through that tracking system, okay? Okay. Now, you were speaking to Dan. He put in here a new in business credit for you. Typically, for our more established companies, or if you're going to buy this on our website, it's usually $500 a month with a $299 setup fee. What I did was I put a new in business credit for you. That's a price reduction for businesses because we understand capital is key for you guys, and so is cash flow, so we want to make sure we make it affordable for you guys so you guys can get customers direct call service to you. What that does is it brings the price all the way down to just $249 month to month. There is a $99 setup fee because we do have to do a lot of groundwork with Google. That does cover your programming and also the onboarding call with my tech team. Now, don't think you're locked into a contract because you're not, okay? But we do ask mm-hmm. for a 2-month verbal agreement because it does take that 30 to 45 days to get you up on that first page of Google. Now, mm-hmm. once we do start working with you on that first page, by Google rules for our Google Business profile, I mean our Google Business partnership, we cannot work with any of your competitors in the area. We have to close out the category, strictly making it us and you working together to get you the customers you are looking for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Christy, I mean, I'm sure, how are you guys getting your customers right now?
Facebook and word of mouth.
Okay, perfect. So people are already finding you on Facebook. Okay. So Christy, I'm sure you guys would like to take advantage of this. That way we can get you guys populating on Google and then also to, you know, targeting the mile radius that you guys want on Facebook, right?
So you're more expensive than Google.
What do you mean?
Like if I was to go advertise directly on Google, you're more expensive month to month.
If you were to advertise on Google and buy a Google advertising, you would actually pay a cost per lead, and that cost per lead is anywhere from 50 cents to $2.50. And I've mm-hmm. had customers that had to have what they do it themselves. A minimum budget of $500 if you're going to do that. What we're talking about is placing you on that map section where we're going to place you with the top companies so that way you guys can get those customers as well and you guys don't have to pay that high fee that they're paying. So it's not a cost per lead or anything like that. You guys are just set at that flat month-to-month rate. We do allocate mm-hmm. $100 from the $249 to your Facebook retargeting campaign, okay? So you're not paying extra mm-hmm. or more.
Okay.
Also, too, Google doesn't reach out to the public unless your name is like Coca-Cola's of the world or like Nike's, Adidas, stuff like that,
yeah.
Because uh-huh. they're spending, you know, millions of dollars a month. For us, we tailor our company towards small businesses, anywhere from a one-man crew all the way to a 20-man crew. And then that's why we're mm-hmm. able to kind of make this more affordable for small business owners to get on that first page so they don't have to break the bank while acquiring customers. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, now that you kind of understand more of that company, how our company works, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can get you up there on Google in a matter of time, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am a visual person, so can you send me the information to the email? And it's email@zayscarpentry.com.
Okay, let me see here. I'm trying to pull up SEO packages.
Okay, will you go pick out the coat you want to wear? Please. No. You want to wear your football coat?
No, I want my Spider-Man jacket.
You don't have a Spider-Man jacket.
No, my upper one.
Okay, you go find it.
Let me see. That's how my nephew is.
Come on, I'll show you. Another one's freaking out on the stairs.
Yeah. It's funny. You have two. I only have one nephew. So, I mean, just him himself, he's always like, come on, let's play. And I'm like, oh, okay. The imagination is crazy with the kids.
Yeah.
Okay, Christy. So what I did is I sent you a text message here, okay? The text message is a link to our localsplash.com/SEO packages. Now, when you get it, you're just going to click there, and it's going to read take control of your online presence at the top, and it's going to have Local Splash at the top left. This is our webpage, okay? When you get there, let me know when you're there, and I want to show you something on here, so that way, like you said, you're a visual person. I want to show you who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there right now?
No, let me.
Okay.
I'm walking down steps. Sorry.
Okay. Make sure you don't fall down the steps. Make sure you... I've done that before.
I fell last week, so I should be good this week.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad you're okay.
Thanks. All right. It came up to a local flash, get found online, right?
Yeah, so it says take control of your online presence at the top in big blue letters.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I said it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters.
Yes.
Yes, okay. If you scroll down, you'll see a little bit of proven success. We've been doing this for almost 20 years. We just had our 19th year in business last month. So we're going two decades this year once we have our 20-year anniversary. We've helped over 10,000 companies get onto Google and onto that first page of Google, okay, in our 19 years of business. If you scroll down, this is what I was talking about with that Google Ads partnership. There's only 40 of us in the country that have this. So there's thousands of companies out there who say they do what we can, they claim to do what we can do, but this is the highest tier that you can get with Google is this partnership. So this is why we're able to expedite that to 30 to 45 days. I've had clients that have tried to do it themselves and they've been waiting for like 8 months to try to get themselves on the first page of Google, and it's just very difficult for them because they don't have the resources that we have. If you scroll down, you'll see the platinum package. This is everything that comes in with it. Now, there's obviously more stuff that I didn't go over with you. We do put you on Bing Local. We do put you on Yahoo, Yelp, and we integrate you with Apple as well. That's the most popular directory submissions. You do have an account dashboard, is like I said. We do the optimization with the Google Business Profile and the SEO content creation for it as well, okay? So you can see right here, if you were going to purchase it online, it would be $5.99 month-to-month with a $2.99 setup fee. This is the one that I told you that it would be $2.49 month-to-month with only a $99 setup fee because Dan had put that new in business credit in for you. Now, a lot of people ask me, okay, well, when does that promotion end? Do like I sign up after the 2 months? You know, we have up there. I'm doing great. And then you guys go to the $5.99? Absolutely not. You are always grandfathered in at that $2.49 price for the life of you being in service with us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's your visual for everything that we offer in that package. That's going to be the better bang for your buck. If you go with the pro package just gets you the local listing and for the Google, and it doesn't really push you out into that 30-mile radius. And it doesn't, you can't pinpoint certain cities and zip codes the way you want to get in front of your customers. Does that make sense? Okay.
So,
do you have any questions on that?
I just want to make sure I understand. Your company will also be, like, pushing our company out there.
Our company will push your company out there. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Now, with this package, I know you guys only go 30 miles. It does cover 50. So, I mean, if you want to start at 30, kind of get in your guys' backyard really well populating, and you guys are like, hey, we're doing great. We want to expand into an extra, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 miles. You guys have that flexibility to do that. You just let us know. Say, hey, like, you know, we can't read your mind, so we're, like, constantly, you know, communicating back and forth with you, sending you updates and stuff like that on your Google Business Profile and your campaigns. But if you're like, hey, we want to run a promotion, let us know. And then we're like, okay, we can put that up for you. We do help you post on Facebook as well. We do post every other week. But I always say this to my customers because they're like, you know, I want to be my page to be populating. Likes and shares is always good. You love them. It's kind of instant gratification. But they do not pay the bills, right? So our main focus is to bring you quality customers that are contacting you guys directly, so that way you guys can get jobs into your guys's business, and then from there you guys are able to grow the business month by month that way. Okay.
Now do you-
What was that? Hello?
Sorry, switched.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, switched to Bluetooth. Forgot about that. Does your company do any like vetting of the leads to make sure they're not like spam?
Good question. So we can put a Google business, it's a cell phone number in front. Mm-hmm. So it just go on your Google business profile. It would get directed straight to you guys, but we can put on there, anything that you would like, right? So we can put, you know, for remodeling, press 1, for, you know, let's just say for pressure washing, press 2. To speak to Christy, press 3. That's going to take away the robocalls. But unfortunately, you can't take 100% away from those, but they wouldn't have as many as you would get. But we don't vet them because it's a direct call service to you, right? So typically when you get into like a vetting service, that's a third-party company that actually sends you the lead, and they send three or four other companies the same lead, and now you guys are competing for paying for that lead instead of just getting that lead directly.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Does that make sense? Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's more quality because these are like real-time searches, so people that are 90% of people that search on Google stay on that first page. So people aren't going to the second and third page, right? So, I mean, just in, let's just say in Richmond itself, just carpentry, you had 1,240 searches in the last 30 days on that, on Google. So not saying that you're going to receive all 1,240 calls, because then you guys would probably throw your phone out the window at that point.
Right.
But just, like, think about, like, 1% of those. I mean, how many calls and jobs do you guys need to be able to have, you know, this on the first page so you can continue to grow your company? You know what I mean? And that's what we provide. It's a steady flow of consistent customers, quality customers to you.
And you're saying it would be $250 for the lifetime of the account if we sign up, like, right now?
100%, yeah. So, and we close out the category. So we run special promotions. We don't advertise it because we want to make sure we understand who we're talking to and what, you know, their business is, so we can tailor fit it to them. But if you were to just go onto our website and purchase it, you would pay, I think it's like $897 for the set for the first month, and then it would go to $599 month to month after that, which you would just pay the $249 month to month. There is a $99 setup fee, so it would be $348 today and then $249 month to month after that.
Okay. And how many leads do you generally get for your clients in a month?
Good question. So it just depends on the customer itself, and what industry they're in, the location. Obviously, some cities are bigger than others. Google doesn't give us that accurate number because it's a direct call service to you, right? So we're not vetting you leads. But like I said, I can just tell you the research that we have here for the statistics, that we've had 1,240 searches in the Richmond area alone for carpentry. So getting you on that first page is getting you in front of those people that are searching. Now, it, like I said, I have a story that a guy went with us for 2 months. In the first 2 months, he landed two jobs for $40,000, $20,000 each. And he's a small company guy. He just like a one-man crew, so that was enough for him. But that's just the example of what it can produce for mm-hmm. you, because people are searching for the service that you offer real time. So I can't. Yeah.
And what did you say that number was recently for carpentry in Chesterfield, Richmond?
1240.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
1200.
Yeah, 1,240 searches in the last 30 days. So think about it that way. It's a process, like I said.
I was probably 200 of them.
That's funny.
Throw them on the ground. Thank you.
But it's a process, so that's why we say for 2 months, stick it out, because we do get you verified through Google. We are going to pin verify you and help you with that. Once you guys are pin verified, they're just going to make sure that you're not a robot with the PO box and you're a legitimate company in the local area. Now, once we have that verification, now the community can start, one, searching for the services and you guys populating, but two, now the community that you've already done work for can start leaving you reviews, and you will always have those reviews.
We're already listed on Google. We're just not
populating
number one. Yeah, we're just not listed number one.
Perfect. Okay, because when I asked you, I was like, do you have anything? You didn't mention the Google Business Profile. Okay, I see it. Yeah, so we would just populate this to that first page and then getting in, pushing you out into that 30-mile radius. So that way.
Okay. So would it still take 45 days to see any results if we're already...
Good question. So it's not that you won't see results in the 30 to 45 days. It's just that everything will be at full strength in the 30 to 45 days. Now, you've already went through the verification process. So typically it does take it. I've seen it done faster, but I can't tell you that it would be done in 15 days, because I've seen it done when somebody has their verification already. I've seen it done in 15 days. I've seen it done in 20 days. I've seen it done in 19 days. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of how fast we populate you there, because it does, it's a keyword phrase that we're getting you there, and we have the popular searches. And my tech team, when they do that onboarding call with you, they go over the keyword searches. Actually, it's a key phrase search to put you into the right category. So when people search, they're popular, and now you're getting those customers. So I've seen it done faster, but I would just, I'm still going to say 30 to 45 days, because I don't want you I don't want you to get mad at me if I tell you 15 days and it's not up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in writing, we put it in writing, 30 to 45 days. But like I said, we've had customers get up there. We've actually had customers get to the very top slot as well. So it's possible. It just, like I said, it's just a little bit of a process, and it's a faster process than the normal, you know, average Joe that's going to do this is going to get you there. And then, like, the retargeting campaign through Facebook, you guys are already getting customers through there, which is amazing. That's going to be a big benefit to you guys. So, like I said, that's going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days. Typically, the 7-day side, it just depends on how fast you and my tech team can get, like, pictures and everything rocking and rolling. I like to get my customers 24 hours before.
Nobody.
Within 24 hours, I like to introduce my tech team so that way they can get rocking and rolling very quickly for this. Now, do you have access to your Google Business Profile?
Well, I set it up.
Okay, so yes, you have access to it. So, yeah, we would be able to start populating, because some people don't have access to it. So, I mean, they'll have somebody else set it up, and then that other company will actually hold the access, and they won't give the customer the access, so we have to gain the access for the customer.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so we do a lot of behind
the
scenes.
But the Facebook page, do you guys create the, like, your social media manager then?
So you have a Facebook page for the company, correct?
Right.
Yeah, so you would just add us as an admin on there to just help you And then you're just letting Facebook know that we're working for you and that's it. Like, we don't take control of, like, your username and passwords. No, you just, we walk you through on just how to add us as a manager. And then we help you from there. We start rocking and rolling with you.
Okay, but it's connected to, like, a personal account. So how does that work?
Yeah, good question. So it's connected to a personal account, but Facebook doesn't allow us to, we're only managing just the business account that you have. So we have no access to your personal account whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I know that's kind of.
Even like the, because it's all Meta, right? So they're connected to Instagram pages. Mm-hmm. So like one of them's the business Instagram pages, and then there's other personal accounts.
Yeah, so just,
connected. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
It's all connected. So, you know, Meta owns, Instagram, but just with the click of a button, you could actually just have anything that goes out on Facebook hit your Instagram account as well. So, but
okay.
We don't have.
I've been doing it the other way, like doing it from Instagram and sending it to Facebook. So is it better to do it from Facebook and send it to Instagram?
Either way, no, I mean, that's fine. Either way is good. But just for us, we work in the back office for Facebook to create those advertisements because there's more flexibility to pinpoint and target people within Facebook than Instagram. So we're able to get you better quality leads that way. Okay.
And how long do your customers usually stay on board with you?
Oof, that just depends. Just with the guy that
I mean,
told you.
There's probably a range, right? Yeah.
It just depends. So, like, there's customers that we've had for years, and then there's customers that get really busy, and they're like, hey, I need to pause or stop the service because I need to just, you know, we built up the business where I want it, so I just I need to finish the work and coast. We have customers that purchase yearly contracts, 6 months, 3 month contracts, and then we have customers that do the month to month, and they usually, depending on if they get busy or not, they get really busy, they usually keep it for about a year, and then after that, they kind of just have their business up and running at that point, and they go either to a smaller package, or when they're looking to grow, they actually upgrade into bigger packages.
Okay.
I
lost it. shoot,
no
it was
problem.
A good question.
It'll come back to you.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, you can pause it?
Yes, ma'am. You can pause it. So the only thing that we ask is if you're going to pause your service, that you would just... Or if you were to ever cancel it as well for some reason, the only thing we ask is that you just give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. That way you're not charged for the next the month of service. So there's no cancel.
Easy.
Yeah. So there's no like cancellation fees or like pause fees or anything like that. We just don't want you to be like, you know, you get charged and like, hey, I want to pause the service. It's like, well, now we got to kind of, you know, go back and forth a little bit. And
we're going to go to daddy.
It's just easier if you just do it that way.
Okay.
So for the business, I have the Zace. Is it Z-A-C-E?
Z-A-C-E.
Carpentry?
That's August Christie Ellis. Yep.
Okay. And is it an LLC that you want to have, or?
Oh, we have an LLC.
Okay, so it's the LLC, yes. I just want to make sure that it's the correct one. Okay. And then the address you guys are, so I have a question here. So the address you guys have is the 15019, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Feather Chase Drive?
Right.
Okay, so this is on the internet. Like, this is on your Google Business profile as of right now.
I know. I don't really want our home address on the internet.
Okay, I was going to ask you, do you want me to hide the address for you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not a problem. I know some of my customers are like, I don't care. But then other ones are like, I don't want anybody knowing. So that's fine.
Yeah, and like,
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to get like a different phone number? Because it's my personal phone number too.
Okay, so yes, so that's what I was just going to ask you. So we can create that Google Business phone number for you to put on that front end. It will still just go straight to your phone number. It'll just be rerouted. But like I said, we can put like a customized deal in there, you know, for remodeling, press 1. To talk to Christy, press 2. And that way they don't have your phone number on that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a problem. We can do that
so
for you.
You said it's 350 today, right?
It's going to be 348, and then it'll be 249 month to month after that.
All right.
Okay. And then
I think you got me, Charlie.
I'm helping you. That's what it is. My dad has this, like, he does the same thing, and he's a small business, and he's like, Charlie, I don't want to take on the world. I'm just, you know, I'm 59 years old. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. You just do this. And he's like, all right, I love it. So he does this too. Chrissy, what's your last name?
Brown, like the color.
Brown, Chrissy Brown. Okay. And then what's a good email address so I can send everything to you in writing as well with your invoice?
It's email at zacecarpentry.com.
Email?
Mm-hmm.
At Zace? What does Zace stand for?
It's the four of our names, Zach, August, Chrissy, Ellis.
That's so cool.
I thought so.
Yeah.
And
I know that.
ZC, like Zach. And like Zace Carpentry is Z and C, like Zach and Chrissy.
Gotcha. Okay. I like that. I know I talk to customers all the time, and they always have either like a sentimental name or they have their name in it. So when you said Brown, I was like, okay, what does they stand for then? Because it's not your name. All right,
no.
Let's see here. Okay. All right, let me just make sure I have everything correct, because I want this to be 100% correct with you guys for the first month. I don't want no hiccups for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the services that you guys offer, obviously you guys are doing carpentry, but are you guys doing like, are you guys doing new builds too, or are you guys just doing like remodeling?
No. Just like custom woodworking.
Okay.
Just handyman type of things, built-in cabinets, and we can do some tiling, drywall.
Okay, drywall, but are you guys doing, like, drywall, and then are you guys doing, like, interior, exterior painting at all or anything like that?
So we prefer not to do painting and nothing. I don't think we're covered for exterior.
Okay, so all interior stuff? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. I just want
to
be...
remember the insurance.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that you're getting calls for services that you provide. So this service is for you to be able to get... I don't want people to call you and say, like, hey, can you build me a house, Christy? And you're like, what? I found you on Google.
Yeah.
Like, I want to make sure you guys are getting that.
I mean, they have built a house, but no, we're not covered for that. So it's like finished carpentry work is, I guess, what he calls it.
Okay. And then for, like, the handyman services, are you guys doing, like light plumbing and stuff
like
install locks. Gotcha.
Steering rails, you know, for like disability people, adding the rails to the stairs inside.
Okay.
I recently got a job for changing interior doors and locks, and including the casings and all of that.
Okay, perfect.
I just did a custom walnut TV backing that was 75 by 45 inch walnut.
That is pretty cool. And you guys do woodwork as well, you said, right? Custom?
Yeah, like custom... like decor and cutting boards and furniture, yeah.
Okay. And cutting boards. I like that. I actually, it's funny you said that. My dad lives in Washington on 2 acres, and he had a tree that died. It was like 100, it was like 150-foot tree. It was massive. And he had like the logs there. So he kept around 15 feet because he wants to build like a tree house around it. And I was like, that'd be cool because the stump is still good, but just like the top of it was dead. And he's like, if that thing falls, it's hitting the house. So I was like, you better cut it. So, we cut it down. We didn't cut it down. We had somebody cut it down. I'm not climbing up there. Mm-hmm. And we actually made cutting boards. We made like 3 cutting boards, and the process of it, I like fell in love with it. My dad was like, all right, we just gotta cut it down, make it even, sand it. And then we like, finished it with like, I think it was like this beeswax type of coating, and it brought out all the color of the tree. And I was like, oh, that looks so cool. I was like, I never did that, but it's pretty cool. Okay, so I like the custom word work as well.
We're starting to do some like resin work with it, with the woodwork too.
Resin?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Where it kind of looks like it's liquid, but it's encased into the wood.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Like epoxy type deal as well.
Right.
Is that like for like tables and stuff, or are you doing like end tables?
Yeah, okay, like for a coffee table. Yeah.
Okay.
And engraved work.
Yeah, you guys do a lot of custom work.
That's cool.
Okay.
We can do the other stuff.
Okay. Okay. I'll put that in there so that way, you know, when the tech team goes over it, they have that stuff as well. They'll probably ask you, just to verify and make sure. But if you guys want anything else, like I said, please let us know so that way you populate for those things. For the cabinets, are you guys doing like refurbishing cabinets? Are you guys repainting them, or are you guys just like hanging them up for people?
They've been custom built.
Oh. Custom cabinets.
Like custom built in?
Yeah.
And custom wood shelves.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. I have that. Okay, Christy. So I have everything here then. Do you have anything else that you can think of?
I don't think so.
Okay. Like I said, my tech team, they'll ask you, so if you have any that you think of, write it down, and then when we do the onboarding call here, they'll go over it with you, and you could always tell them to add it, and they'll definitely add it for you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually on the way to see Zach, so he can tell me if I miss anything.
Okay. Perfect. And then are you guys... For the listing here itself, are you guys going to be using a Zace credit card for the business? Are you guys going to be using a debit card?
It would be a personal credit card for now.
Okay, so it's just Christy Brown?
John Brown.
Okay.
Charlie, I'm driving.
I know.
Okay, I found it. Found it.
Be careful here. Okay, so John Brown, and then I'm guessing John is your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you're authorized, obviously, I have to ask,
because
we're a corporation, but you're authorized on the account, right?
Yes.
Okay. Does he have a middle initial, or is it just John Brown?
Zace. Mm-hmm.
And then the billing address is still the same as the 15019.
Correct.
Feather Chase Drive. Okay. And then the 23832 is the zip code?
Right.
Perfect. And then is it a MasterCard? Is it a Visa, Discover, American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number, and please be careful because I know you're driving.
Oh, you're good. It's 4147-4003-7625-0757.
Mm-hmm. And the expiration?
Code 1227.
Okay. And then the code on there?
702. Lots of seven.
Okay, yeah. Might as well buy a lottery ticket at that point.
I know, right?
Okay.
Oh, now, so good. Thank you.
Before I do anything, I'm going to walk you through a couple of things here. For the security question, this is just an added protection for you as well. So I'm going to take you through two added protections for you. This security question just verifies every time that we call you that we're always talking to you, and then also to that you always know you're talking to us, because we want to make sure that, you know, nobody else is able to access your account. Now, I say this, but it's funny, but at the same time, please do not forget your security question or the password, because it will lock you out of the account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have your mother's first name, I have the city you were born in, or I have the pet's first name. Which one would you like?
The city I was born in.
Okay, yeah, that'll be pretty easy for you to remember. What is your city that you were born in?
Buffalo.
Okay. And is that Buffalo, New York?
Right.
Really? Okay. My mom's from the Bronx, New York, so I mean,
okay,
New York, but just a little bit different. You guys are upstate.
Yeah.
Up north, so more.
You can actually get to the Bronx faster from Richmond than you can from Buffalo.
Buffalo? Yeah, you have to go through the whole city at that point, huh?
You have to go across the whole state.
Oh, I mean the state. Yeah, that's what I meant. The whole state. Yeah. Yeah. My uncle is the only one that still lives over there, but he lives closer to, like, PA than he does, like, in the
gotcha.
City.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't deal with the city. It's too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's too expensive, too. I'm like, yeah, don't
now,
do that.
Now, where is your company located?
We're located in California. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
We're located in California, Orange County. So if you're familiar with California and you know where Huntington Beach is, we're about two cities in from Huntington Beach called Fountain Valley, California. We've been, like I said, we've been here for 19 years, so we're right next to Google. Now, Chrissy, before I do anything, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification for you. Now, this, like I said, is an added form of protection. This is going to be sent to you in writing as well, but this
mm-hmm.
is just so that way you guys have this for your records also, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is just going to be an outline agreement of what we talked about here. If you don't understand something or you want me to repeat it, you can just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I'll rephrase it for you. But I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before we take that next step, okay?
All righty.
Cool. Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded. For quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Zace Carpentry.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Christina Brown, owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's the city you were born in, okay?
Okay, so if somebody else calls me, I'm supposed to ask them what city I was born in?
Let's say you call in here and we'll say, hey, Christy, how's it going? This is Local Splash. For your security question, what was the city you were born in? And then you'll say Buffalo. And it's like, okay, that unlocks your account. If somebody says, hey, Christy, this is Local Splash calling you on behalf of your account, and they're like, you know, wanting to ask you for information or anything like that, just hang up and call our customer service line that I'll give you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys won't be calling me. I should be calling you, is what you're saying.
We will call you for updates and stuff like that, and text messages, if that's okay. But at the same time, too, if you do call us, we're always going to ask because we always just want to make sure that you're talking to us.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes, but I prefer emails.
Okay, I will make that a note, preferred emails.
It is bumpy.
And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Okay, yeah. We currently have 33 days of Yelp, but I don't plan on keeping it.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, they're not direct competitors with us or anything like that. I just want to make sure that you guys don't have, like, two people working on the same thing. Or also, to, like I said, we can't read your mind. This is your business. So if you ever want us to, you know, advertise something else, like a promotion or something like that, call us, let us know, so that way we can make those changes for you and we can do it for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So the payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is the 24th, in the non-refundable amount of the $348. Now, when the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th in the amount of $249. Now, this is a recurring payment. Now, Christy, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and I will email that to you as well, because I know you're driving. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Can you repeat the first part? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So for the payment, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so today, you're going to charge today for 340, whatever, 8, 9.
348, yes.
It's not refundable. And if
right. And then when the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th in the amount of 249. So today it'd be 348. Next month it'll be 249 because it's just going off of the 249 month-to-month deal. And then I was saying that that is a recurring payment. But I also have here that if you ever wanted to cancel or pause the service to prevent charges for the next month of service, contact our client support number at the 877-635-6225 number at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay. And you are going to get us up and rolling this first month, and we should see some results in the second month.
Yeah, I mean, the first month, it should pay for itself. The second month is really when you're going to start experience, like, the profitability spread, because everything's going to be at max, like, it's going to be running full steam in that 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
Okay. So you do understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, I have a question because, so the card itself on here, you gave me your husband's card. Now, we're going to send you our TNC, which is a terms and conditions. That's going to be an outline of everything that we talked about as well, but it's going to have his name on it. It's not going to have Christy. So, and then you're going to, he's going to have to sign it. Do you have, I just realized this, but do you want to put the card under your card name? So that way it's your name that you can sign?
It doesn't really matter, right? We both own the business.
You both own the business, yeah, but it's just his card is coming out on that. I mean, if it's really up to, it's just a protection for you guys.
Okay,
that's why I'm saying it. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah, just change. You have to change the card then, right? Because we have different numbers.
Yes, yes. I'd have to change. Yeah, I'd have to change the card. But it's just the protection for you because it's going under Christy Brown, but it's charging it to John Brown. So as I just want to make sure that everything is legitimate for you guys,
okay.
And I don't want you guys have any hiccups or anything like that with our company or anything with the, your bank or something like that. Because then it would put the process on a hold, and I don't want you guys to be like, hey, we paid you guys, and now we're on a hold trying to figure this out. I want to make sure it goes smooth for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a different card number.
Okay.
It's a MasterCard.
It's a MasterCard. Let me make these changes
for
you really quickly. And it's still this.
Charlie, I'm starting to lose patience.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're almost done. This is the end of it right here.
Okay. Okay. 5178 0584 4926 1422 Ellis Zane. Expiration. You know what? I think this card. This no. You need to keep the other card because I canceled this card because it was stolen. That's why I had the other card.
Okay.
Yeah. I need you to put the other card back in.
Okay. I have it. It's in there. So, send this over to you for the TNCs. And then.
And if you need to change billing later, I can, but I can't be on the phone anymore right now.
No problem. So what I'm going to do.
It's been an hour. My kids need my attention.
I understand, Christy. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make the purchase here. I'm going to send you over the TNCs when you're with your husband. Just go through the purchase with him, and then he can sign it right then and there. And then from there, when do you want that onboarding call with my tech team and you guys? Do you want to do it tomorrow?
What is tomorrow? Thursday?
Card number. Tomorrow is Thursday, yes.
Okay, I can do tomorrow between 10 and noon.
10 and noon Eastern time. Okay. I'll send you for, do you want to do 10 a.m.?
That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email for the 10 a.m. one, and then that way you'll have that as well. It's going to come from Charlie, and then you should see everything in your email here once the payment processes, okay?
Okay.
All right, Christy. If you have any questions, feel free to reach back out to me. You could always call me at the 877 number, and then my extension is 203. Also, too, I'm going to send you an email with everything, so then that way if you need to reach back out to me as well, we can do that also, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Christy. I'm sorry this took so long. I appreciate your patience. I want to say welcome to Local Splash. I will get everything rocking and rolling for you right now, and then we'll meet tomorrow at 10 a.m., okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem, Christy. Have a great day, okay?
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.